heard there was a prophecy about me?
It would seem that the prophecy was referring to our annihilation.
Our home has come under attack. The only thing that has the power to save our home is the Golden Fleece. It's in the Sea of Monsters, what the humans called the Bermuda Triangle.
This is a bad idea.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
You were going to say that you're going after the fleece.
Actually, he was going to say we were.
Okay, here's the deal. The easiest way to know if you'll like Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters is to remember whether you liked the first film. Because while it's been given a new director, this sequel has pretty much the same tone and feeling as its predecessor. The movie follows Percy Jackson, son of Poseidon, as he and his demigod friends go on a mission to find the Golden Fleece to save their race. We've had plenty of recent films based on Greek mythology, so you'll see some similarities in story here. Once the movie decides to be an adventure rather than a cheeky comedy, things move smoother and we get a decent film. With a nice dose of special effects and often perilous action, Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters is an enjoyable film for the teens and tweens, but I don't foresee it replacing the Harry Potter franchise anytime soon. Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.